Lord, you are the great physician. And so we come to you today in that respect and ask you to shine down your light into our hearts, into our midst, to search us, O God, and see if there's anything in us that is imperfect and unhealthy, that keeps us from being the kind of church that you have intended for us to be. And whatever it may be that stands as an obstacle to that kind of authentic community, Lord, remove it. Help us to confess it and to repent of it, that moving forward we can continue to be the church of Christ that you've intended for us to be. I thank you for the testimonies that I have heard in these times that I have been here of people who have been a part of this church who have testified of how important this church has been to them, and the stories that we have heard of how people have pulled together and cared for one another and ministered to each other. I'm very, very grateful, God, for those testimonies, and may they continue and may they increase as we focus on each other and as we look at each other really and learn from each other's names and each other's stories, and strive to the best of our ability to be there for one another. God, we thank you that you have shown us through the example of Jesus what community really looks like, what it means to be a part of the kingdom of God, the sacrificial love that Jesus showed in his living, in his dying, and his being raised up to the newness of life. And so, Lord, we pray that you would help us as we come to this time in the service when we remember him and we remember you and your love for us. God, we pray that you would prepare our hearts as we come to the table. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing a song to prepare us today. Jesus at your holy table. I'll ask that you remain seated while we sing this song. And as we sing together, may we prepare our hearts in the right spirit to receive communion today and experience community. Every time we come to the table, we're reminded in a vivid way, in a symbolic way, of the kind of love that God has for us, demonstrated in his Son, Jesus Christ, in his life, in his teaching, in his ministry, in his death on the cross, in his resurrection. We are never before, at any other time, more community than in times like this, when we share the bread together that Jesus said was representative of his body, which is broken for us, and we drink from the common cup, which symbolizes the blood of Jesus shed for the remission of sins. And so you are today invited to the table. If this represents for you your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you've been active in your faith, and you're a part of a Christian community, whether it's this community or otherwise, you're invited to partake of this food today as we do this, as Jesus said, in remembrance of him. Eternal God, loving Father, we come before you today with gratitude in our hearts, the remarkable way that you have demonstrated your love for us, and the way you have ordained that we be community to one another. Love one another even as I have loved you, Jesus said. And so it is for us that we love each other. This is a symbol, O God, this is a representation of our love for you and our love for each other and for the work that you've entrusted to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus said, "This is my body which is broken for you. Take this as often as you eat it in remembrance of me." In like manner, he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant, my blood. Take this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Scripture says that the disciples left after that first experience of community singing psalms and praises, and so we do today, to celebrate our life together as a people. If you would stand as you are able as we sing that great song of fellowship, "Blessed be the tie that binds."